Let us all say amen. We want to thank everyone, all the brothers that have participated in our worship service thus far, the prayers that was offered, the singing. Thank Brother Bailey for this morning and leading us on this afternoon to those songs, to Zion. And I want to offer just an encouragement to Brother Tim on this afternoon, encouraging those to understanding that we're not back in the building, but hearing voices of others is a source of encouragement. I want to thank him for encouraging others. And as has been stated, those that are members of Highland Heights, the building is coming along fine. Thank Brother Miles for posting those pictures of the progress that's being made and want to put out, and he should put something out in the very near future about we're going to have an offer for those that would like to participate, congregational cleaning, possibly starting the first Saturday in October, where those that are wanting and willing to come out, respectful of those guidelines offered by CDC, that we can assemble and begin getting the building prepared for worship service. Looking forward to it, excited about it. And so we want to simply put that out to the members. Now that you put marked off in your calendars, possibly the first Saturday of October, the building be far enough along that we can do some cleaning of the building. We prepare ourselves. If we want to, those that are available, that can and willing and wanting. Remember, it's a voluntary service that would like to come out to fellowship and get our building prepared for worship. We're excited about the things that are being done, the newness of our worship building. And we just want to put encouragement out to those. Again, thank all, as Brother Winfrey said in his prayer, I thank all the trustees along with the ministers working together as we move forward in this progress. Been a long time. And we're excited. I'm excited about getting back into the building and worshiping God, assembling in a corporate way to worship God in spirit and in truth. For those that may not be able to assemble with us, we'll continue to have a conference call, and we'll have live streaming that you can, those that are unable to assemble at the building can do such with the new technology that we have in the building. So I want to just send that encouragement out to everyone and want to get excited about worshiping God again in a corporate manner, in spirit and in truth. Want to give a shout out also to those that may not be members of the Lord's Church. Want to give a shout out to you that we're thankful to have you in our presence, as was stated in the prayer, that you will open up your hearts to those things that are found in the Word of God, that you become a member of the Lord's Church, getting on the ship, Brother Brooks preached about on this morning, that one ship that's going to spiritual Rome, that's headed toward heaven, that we have to get on and stay on. And there's a certain way that we need to walk and live while we own the ship. We'll talk about that on this afternoon. So we want to talk from this afternoon on from the subject, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. If you remember, call those that were with us on last week, I spoke from the subject where Jude wrote, you earnestly contend for the faith. He wrote in verse number 3 that he had was needful for him to write about those earnestly contend for the faith. But on this afternoon, we want to close with Jude's letter on building of your most holy faith. Jude writes to Christians regarding, one, he identifies the disregard of the ungodly, and then how the Christian can build up on their faith. And I want to say, as I move into this message, that there have been some of us, that because of, as Brother Brooks talked about, that compass that we need in your life, because you have winds that run contrary to the works and the will of God. And if you're not careful, if you are not, your foundation is not solid, we'll talk about that this afternoon. If your faith is not there, you will have where the winds will blow and it will knock you off of that foundation. You can leave the Lord. You can become non-responsive to the Word of God if you don't have your faith solid. We talked about that in previous lessons about the Christian having the hope or desire, as John had prayed in John 3 about the equality of the Christian walk, that being financially, physical, and most important, spiritually. When those three areas are sound in a Christian life, when you don't have financial challenges, when your health is good, and when you're walking with the Lord, don't have to worry about your faith. Don't have to worry about it, because you have built up on the faith. And I want to talk also, sometimes we're not careful, some of us blame God for our situation and circumstances. And we'll find out in the Word of God today, that ought not be the case, but it can be if I'm not where I should be in my walk with the Lord. So again, I want to share with us from the Word of God that even though this was written many years ago, I want to say to the church, it is responsibility of myself and Brother Brooks, for those at Assembly at Highland Heights, is to take the Word of God and make it applicable to the year that we are living in. Make it relevant to 2021. How can I take the Word of God and it be relevant in my life today? That's our responsibility. Brother Brooks did an outstanding job this morning talking to us about that compass that we all need to have in our life. And I'm going to talk about that compass on this afternoon. We'll pick up at verse number 14. We ended at 13 on last Sunday. So Jude says, and Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints. I want to have us go back and look at Enoch, in Genesis, if it be the fifth chapter, Genesis chapter 5, and a couple of verses. I want us to identify that maybe those that may not be familiar with Enoch. I want us to see that Enoch had a compass in his life. Enoch also found an occasion to use that compass. Notice in verse number 21 of Enoch chapter 5, where the Bible says, and Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. So Enoch was 65 years old when Methuselah was born. And the Bible says, after that, Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And I want to say to those that are Christians, like Enoch, you need to recognize, or he recognized his responsibility to live according to God's will. And I'm saying to you, just like Enoch, Enoch used the occasion of fatherhood, of becoming a father, as his compass to now walk with God. And I want to say to you and encourage you, find you an occasion. And the occasion can be today, right now, that you're going to be like Enoch. Enoch walked with God for 300 years after his son was born. And sometimes, hopefully it doesn't take us 65 years, so we may not be given 300 more. And I'm saying to you right now, find, as Brother Brooks shared in Acts 28, that compass in your life, that guidance in your life that will guide you. And I'll identify that compass that we all have that the Lord gave us, just like he gave to Paul back in Acts chapter 28. He gave him a compass to guide him. We also have a compass that we'll look at in the Word of God. But I'm encouraging you, because we need encouragement. People are leaving the Lord, leaving the church, becoming despondent. But I'm saying to you, don't let the fact that we haven't assembled in a building that long, it can wear on you. But you got to find, as the lesson says, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. It's your responsibility to work on yourself. And hold on. As Brother Miles used to say, stay in the ship. Your responsibility, not only to stay on the ship, but be productive on the ship, doing some work on the ship. As I said at the beginning of my message, we're going to have where we're asking those that are able, that want to, that because of their situation, condition, if they're able to come out and to work, getting our building up to par so we can assemble again, we're calling you to come out. But going back to our text, Jude said, as he prophesied what Enoch had said, he said, he's the seventh from Adam, meaning he was seven from Adam. If you go back and read Genesis, he said to execute, verse 15, to execute or perform judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and all their hard speeches, which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. And he said, these are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lust, and their mouth speak great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantages. So what Jude was saying that Enoch talked about was the fact that there was going to be judgment performed by God. It's going to be on those that are ungodly in their actions and in their speeches and in their, they are simply ungodly sinners. And also he talked about these are, he called them murmurers. And murmurers in the text is one who complains against God being unkind to him. Sometimes, as I'm saying, sometimes we try to blame God for our situation and our circumstances. Jude referred to them as murmurers. And then those that are complainers are those that express dissatisfaction with everything. You got some, even in church, all they want to do sometimes is just complain about being dissatisfied with things. And in the present day, they call them, they whining. They wilded, and Jude talked about those. The Christian, let me say this, should live expecting an eternal judgment from God and not live for self-gratification of themselves. And I want to repeat, one circumstance and or situation does not mean God is not good. One not living a moral Christian life is on them and should not be blamed on God. Sometimes in the church, members, we'll blame God and our situation, circumstances, for not being faithful to God. There is no excuse for not being faithful to God. And so that's why we have this message today. So this message is, as it's entitled, Building Up Yourself on Your Most Holy Faith. Jude talked about that. He said, but beloved, verse 17, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. So when it talks about faith and building up your faith, Romans 10:17 tells us, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So it's the word of God. It's hearing the word of God. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Jude said in verse 18, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time. Meaning the apostles told them that when you get to the last time, there are going to be those that will mock and ridicule, insult your Christian lifestyle, who should walk after their ungodly lust. You got those that are not faithful in the Lord. You got those that are Christians that are not faithful. They are living according to their own lust, you know, your own desire. You think you are right in your own mind. And so you are speaking against those things. Jude said in verse 19, these be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the spirit. That's important. Now, what Jude was talking about then was those ungodly that were, the word separate here means those that make divisions, or they draw a line through the church. They are sensual and having not the spirit. And I want to say to those of us, be careful, church member, when another member tries to separate you from what is right. Sometimes people want to try to drive home, and they are drawing that line, as Jude talks about. They separate themselves. And understand this here. There is a line. There is a line. And that word sensual comes from the same word. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. That word sensual means natural. That word sensual means natural. And so you have those that live according to their will, their desire. They'll tell you they know what the Bible says, but they live according to their will. And Jude says, having not the Spirit. In other words, they are not influenced by the Holy Spirit. They are natural. Notice what how Paul said it in 1 Corinthians chapter number 2 and verse number 14, where you see, I say the word sensual means natural. Paul said, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. You know, you have to be spiritual. Let me say this. Some members in the church may sadly never grow to be spiritual. Their speech gives them away. Notice what the Apostle Paul offers three levels of Christian in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, beginning at verse number 1. And so he has that line of demarcation, that line that separates. He shows that Paul says there are three levels of Christianity in the Corinthian church and in the church today. He said, "I, brethren, I could not speak unto you as unto spiritual." There's some people you can't talk to spiritually, because they are not, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. Notice now, he says, you have those that are spiritual in the Lord's church. Then you have those that are carnal, or they live according to their fleshly desires. And what Paul says, they are just like babes in the church. We know babes can't walk. They have to crawl first. But you have those that are adults in the church who ought to be walking as Enoch would did, walking with God, but they're walking contrary to God. Notice what Paul said, "I have fed you with milk and not with meat," talking about the carnal, "for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able." There are some Christians that when it comes to spirituality, they can't grasp it because they're not trying to grow in their area of Christianity. They want to stay carnal and want people to come to them. No, you need to grow. Paul said, "For ye are yet carnal." Then he identified characteristics of carnality. He said, "For whereas there is among you envy in that context means jealousy. Jealousy, you are jealous because of what somebody else has or what somebody else is doing. That's envy. You are jealous." And Paul said, "And strife and division." He said, "Those that cause contention, arguments, disputes in the church." And Paul said, "Are you not carnal and walk as me?" In other words, you're acting like those that are not Christians. So Jude talks about that, those that will separate. And I'm saying, as we're looking to come back together, be careful that you don't get the whispering and the whispers about what we are trying to do. God is trying to do a great work with the congregation of Highland Heights. Want to thank all the members for your constant supporting of the work at Highland Heights. Those that have given to the Lord, you're not giving to man, you're giving your offerings are going to the Lord for the furtherance of the gospel, for the building up of the kingdom. And I want to thank every member, be it small and great, does not matter, that your giving has supported this congregation in the time of these needs that we have. So be mindful. Be careful. Have an ear that when you find those that bring about strife and division, that you stop it. You stop it. Let them know it doesn't matter. And me and Brother Brooks have said it doesn't matter. It even could be myself. It could be him. When someone is sowing discord among the brethren, they need to be spoken to and let them know that's not spiritual. You're not being spiritual. That's carnality. You're trying to tell out what the Lord is trying to build. Watch what we find in the Word of God. Because Paul, going back to Jude, verse number 20, when he talked about that, but ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. So now, Jude give those keys and those instructions how one builds up his most holy faith. Notice in Ephesians chapter 2, Paul gives it. Ephesians chapter 2. Now we're talking about building up on your most holy faith. In Ephesians chapter 2, and the verse is number 20. Notice what Paul said. He said, I started verse 19 to bring it to you. He said, now therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners. He would tell the Gentiles, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. You are Christian now. You are in the household of God and are built upon, notice now, the foundation. That's your faith. Of the apostles. So then faith coming by hearing, hearing by the word of God. The foundation of your faith is the words of the apostles and the prophets. And Paul said, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Christ is the cornerstone. When you study what Christ said, Christ is that cornerstone. The apostles and the prophets, they were given the word of God through the Holy Spirit, but Christ is that cornerstone. That's the reason why Brother Brooks and I have chosen to do parables that Jesus had given on Wednesday night for those that are with us on Wednesday night in our study, the parables of Jesus Christ. He's the cornerstone. He's the one that he built the compass that we are to follow. Jesus Christ is that man. And notice what Paul says, in whom, verse 22, ye also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. Yeah. How does the Christian build on their faith? Paul gave us the instructions. Paul gave us the recipe. We built that foundation of our faith is built on the apostles, the prophets, and on Christ being the cornerstone. And he talked about the Holy Spirit. Want to share with us, the Holy Spirit works through the words of the apostles and the prophets, and even Christ himself to build up our faith. No word, the Holy Spirit has to have something to work through. It works through the word of God. And then Jude also says that praying in the Holy Spirit. And so the Holy Spirit can aid the Christian in their prayer. Notice what the Bible says in Romans chapter 8, and the verse is number 27. Romans chapter 8, verse number 26, where Paul wrote, he said, likewise, the Spirit, that's the Holy Spirit, also helping our infirmities, our weaknesses. The Holy Spirit helps us. That's why we ought to pray. That's why Jude was telling them, encouraging them, praying in the Holy Ghost. He says, Paul says, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. You know, sometimes we groan, but the Holy Spirit makes intercession. And he that searches the hearts knoweth what is in the mind of the Holy Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints, notice how he does it now, it's according to the will of God. So when the Holy Spirit intercedes in our prayer and it cleans up our prayer to offer to God, it does it according to the will of God. So if I'm asking for something that's carnal, that's selfish, if it's not according to the will of God, then the Holy Spirit intercedes for us. And that's why Jude encouraged them not only that you build up yourselves on the most holy faith, but also pray in the Holy Ghost. He says then, verse 21, back in Jude, as I move toward the close, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. What Jude was telling him and what he's telling us today, this day, every person should respond with obedience to the love of God, which involves, as Jude says, there are our eternal destination. That's eternal life. Yeah. So God has offered his love to man. Brother Brooks said this morning, John 3:16, where some make the mistake that you should not share, you should not perish. Why is it that I should not perish, Brother Stiles? It's because of the love of God. And he said, as a Christian, it's my responsibility. It's not God's. It's my responsibility to keep myself in the love of God. It's my responsibility to build up my own faith. Those are responsibilities given to the Christian. How does that come? That comes through the word of God. So preaching, Brother Brooks said this morning, when you choose not to go to Bible class on Wednesday night, when you choose not to listen to a sermon, be it morning or afternoon, you are missing out on the love of God, because it's through, we can only preach the words of the apostles and the prophets and Jesus Christ. That's how your faith is built up. So when you go with days without, sometimes we go days without studying the word of God, without even tasting the word of God. And what you'll find, if you're not careful, you are drifting from the word of God. Sometimes, some Christians, you may be increasing financially, but what you're doing, you going down spiritually. I'm working all the overtime and undertime that I can work. But the question is, as John wrote of the Gale, is your soul prosper even as those other? But the most important thing, is your soul prospering? Take care of your health. That's a responsibility that God has given to man. We talked about that. But also, you have your soul. That's most important. Don't let making money. Jesus, what shall it profit a man if you gain the whole world? What if you got all this money and then your body broke down and your soul, you done left the Lord? What has that money profited you? There are some in the church, spiritually, bankrupt, financially, over the top, physically, look like as good as they want to, spiritually, ain't doing nothing. That's not equality that John was talking about, that we all should seek to possess equality in our lives. And when you're there, you'll know you're there because you don't have the struggles and the challenges that others have that take you down. Why? Because your faith is there. And so Jude closed by saying, he then, as Brother Brooks talked about this morning, about it's a responsibility of all. I want to just share where the word of God, there's consistency in his message. And the message that he gave on this morning, and he talked about how when it comes to those that are Christians, we have a responsibility to try to note what he said, and I'm going back to his message this morning, Acts 28 and 15. He said, whom, when Paul saw, he thanked God and took courage. So it's a responsibility of those that are strong to support those that are weak. That's what Jude said when he talked about, as he closed his letter, what Brother Brooks was sharing this morning about how encouragement is needed. We, Brother Brooks said this morning, we as preachers need encouragement and preaching the word of God, because oftentimes we have to come down the street, and sometimes the lights are turned out because we don't want nobody on the street. But as preachers of the word of God, it's our responsibility, and Brother Miles taught me long time ago, to preach the word of God without fear or favor. And so Jude said, verse 22, and of some, have compassion, meaning show kindness, make it a difference. Some people just show compassion toward them. It'll make a difference. Then he talks about the others. He said others, save with fear, putting them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. There are those that we have to go after and try to snatch them from heading toward that eternal fire. You know, he said, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. And Paul said it like this in Romans 15:1, that the strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak. Sometimes those that are strong got to go after those that are weak and snatch them out of the fire. He said, now, unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. He says, talking about now, about God, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power. Notice what he says now, both now and ever. Amen. Jude closes his letter with a prayer to God for God's blessings on Christians. And so I want to share today, you can build up on your most holy faith by following the word of God. And the thing about, it doesn't matter where you are in your walk with God, all you have to do, as Enoch did, and at age 65, he just said to himself, I'm going to start walking with God. And how do you walk with God? When you apply the word or the will of God to your life, now you are walking with God. Will you stumble? We're all going to stumble. John made that clear. And we're going to sin. But it's about a consistency in your walk and not the times that you fall or stumble, but you have a consistent walk with the Lord. If you're on the call this afternoon and you're not a Christian, you become a Christian, one, by hearing the gospel of Christ, that Christ died, his brother, I said in my message, John 3:16, you understand the love of God and that he offered his son died for your sins, he was buried, he rose again the third day. Those are three facts of the gospel. You have to believe that. Then you repent of your sins. You turn toward God. You say, I want to walk with God. You then make the confession found in Acts 8:37. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. You culminate or you finalize that obedience in water baptism, according to Romans 6:1-4. You're in your sins right now. When you are baptized into Christ, Christ washes away all your sins. You are added to the church. you're now a Christian, a member of the Church of Christ, the only one you can find in the Bible, according to Romans 16, verse 16. If there's someone today that would like to obey the Lord, get in contact, have the person get in contact with one of us at Highland Heights, and we will make it happen and get you baptized today, not wait another day. We'll get you baptized today. If that's your desire, I now turn you back over to our song leader. Thank you very much.